Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett, Real Clear Politics, his latest, This Is a Good One. Yeah, let's see here. You Got Trouble. That's it. Y-A. You Got Trouble. And in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, with all of his latest, including When Left-Wing Rioting is Dissent and Mom's Dissent, It's Terrorism. All right. Well, in the news, a contingent of U.S. Special Operations and Marine Forces have been secretly operating out of Taiwan as aggressive Chinese actions continue to escalate, according to a report yesterday. U.S. forces have been working to train the Taiwanese military in an attempt to shore up the Indo-Pacific nation's defenses, first reported the Wall Street Journal. Officials told the publication that over the last year, roughly two dozen members of U.S. Special Operation units and supporting troops have conducted ground training, while the Marines have worked to train small boat units. Interesting, over the last year, okay? The news comes just days after a record number of Chinese military planes entered Taiwan's air defense zone. China's Air Force flew roughly 150 fighter jets and bombers into the defense zone over a period of 4 days. Though the aircraft did not officially enter Taiwan's airspace, the show of force concerned the international community and prompted the U.S., U.K., and Japan to conduct multinational military exercises in the region. The Taiwan premier warned this week that Taiwan definitely needs to be on alert. China is increasingly over the top, he said. We must come together as one, strengthen ourselves. Only then will countries that want to annex Taiwan not dare to easily resort to force. Now, Taiwan identifies as a sovereign nation, but it is officially recognized by China, the United Nations, and the U.S. as part of the One China policy. The Chinese Foreign Ministry claimed that U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan emphasized U.S. adherence to the One China policies in talks that they had on Wednesday. But a statement released by the White House said Sullivan, quote, raised a number of areas where we have concern with the PRC's, the People's Republic of China, actions, including the South China Sea. Mr. Sullivan made clear that we will continue to invest our national strength and work closely with our allies and partners. Now, China has repeatedly condemned Taiwanese independence and has said it will take the island back by force, a threat U.S. security officials have warned could happen within the next 6 years. Taiwan is clearly one of their ambitions, Admiral Philip Davison, commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, told a Senate Armed Service Committee back in March, quote, I think the threat will manifest during this decade, in fact, in the next 6 years. Well, just 194,000 jobs were added to the payroll in September, falling far short of the 500,000 that were expected and offering one of the most dismal looks from a U.S. jobs report all year. Monthly job growth this year has averaged 561,000. Supply chain bottlenecks, COVID-19 contributing to the unimpressed numbers. Still, today's report from the Labor Department showed that unemployment slipped more than expected, from 5.2% in August to 4.8% in September. Economists surveyed had only expected unemployment to slip by 5.1%. The government doesn't count people as unemployed unless they're actively seeking jobs, so some may have ceased their search. The number of unemployed people fell to 7.7 million. Data from previous months was also revised upwards. 38,000 jobs added to July's figures, bringing the number up to a robust 1.53 million. August disappointment was raised from 235,000 to 366,000. As the economy emerges from the havoc of the Delta variant, many employees still struggling to find workers, as those who lost their job due to the pandemic have yet to start looking again. Federally enhanced unemployment benefits officially ended in September, meaning unemployment checks shrank by $300 a week. But so far, ending the benefits has not spurred a momentous return to the workforce. Governors in about half of the U.S. states ended their enhanced benefits before the September 5 deadline. And while the private sector payroll increased by 317,000, government employment fell by 123,000. Notable gains seen in the leisure and hospitality industry. Professional business services saw a gain of about 60,000. Retail, trade saw 56,000. Transportation warehousing, 47,000. But local government education lost 144,000 workers last month, and state government lost 17,000. Average hourly earnings rose 0.6% September, up 4.6 year over year. Economists had expected a 0.04 increase. Now, Republicans said the new figures prove that the nation did not need the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill. Quote, Joe Biden's job crisis is getting worse. The latest jobs report fell far short of expectations, and the president continues to overpromise and underdeliver, according to Representative Drew Ferguson, Georgia Republican, reporting on Twitter. Clearly, his big government trillion-dollar socialist plans aren't working. They're just bankrupting Americans. Joe Biden's Build Back Broke agenda continues to hurt American workers, drive up the cost of everyday goods, and crush small businesses, according to RNC chairwoman Rona McDonnell in her statement. The latest jobs report, creating 300,000 fewer jobs than expected, proves that trillions more in reckless spending and higher taxes will only further squander the economic recovery and leave working families behind. Americans cannot afford Biden's disastrous Build Back Broke agenda. And Senator Rick Scott from Florida, a Republican, said that Biden's vaccine mandates will make the problem worse. Quote, our economy is hurting, and still Joe Biden wants to force private businesses to mandate vaccines and fire Americans who won't comply. He clearly doesn't understand how the economy works. And you look at the report I just previously gave you about, you know, all the loss of jobs and who's firing people right and left? The Biden administration. If you don't get the shot, you're fired. Yes. In other news, former President Donald Trump has told former advisors of his who were subpoenaed by the January 6th Select Committee to defy the subpoenas, according to Betsy Wolfram-Swan, reporting from Politico. The former advisors, as Town Hall reported at the time, include Mark Meadows, chief of staff at the time. As Swan reported, also noting that the outlet has seen a copy of the letter. But Trump is saying otherwise. In a letter that Politico viewed, a Trump lawyer tells them not to cooperate with the probe. The letter stated the committee is seeking materials that are covered by executive privilege as well as other privileges. Quote, President Trump is prepared to defend these fundamental privileges in court. Then the letter directs its recipient to hold back any documents about his White House work and refuse to testify about his official duties. The letter kicks off the first major political and legal test for the Select Committee, which is probing Trump supporters' violent attack on the Capitol. You saw the film, you know it wasn't a violent, yes, okay. It's unclear how the committee will try to enforce the subpoenas of the Trump allied foursome, but members of the panel, which includes 7 Democrats and 2 anti-Trump Republicans, have said they may ask the Justice Department to prosecute witnesses who refuse to comply. Boy, they just never let it go, do they? Moderna COVID shot halted for under 30s, but this is in Sweden. Because now they have a small chance of heart inflammation. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine recently suspended for people under 30 in Sweden due to this slight chance of heart inflammation, according to the Associated Press. Sweden's public health agency said in a statement that the shot was paused because of signals of an increased risk of side effects. Health officials will follow the situation closely, act quickly to ensure the vaccinations against COVID-19 are always as safe as possible. Well, Fox News host Jesse Waters broke ranks at the network and spoke about the election audit that took place in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's right. During a segment on his Fox program, Waters began discussing the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, corruption at the FBI, Hunter Biden's shady business deals. Isn't it amazing how Hunter, just a couple of days ago, had his opening, grand opening there, come in here and buy my photos. But remember when they said that he's not going to know the people that are buying them? Well, if you've seen the latest news, you see him hugging the people coming in that are going to buy his wonderful paintings. Boy, they get away with everything, don't they? We won't do this, we promise. Okay, that's over with. Well, the FBI exposed again this week odious corruption. The IG report that the Bureau systematically lied and tricked the FISA court for years into getting warrants to spy on American citizens. They faked evidence, hid evidence, abused our privacy, and the media again hiding its sleaze from the country, Waters began. Jim Comey signed off on all of it, but the most corrupt FBI chief since Hoover skedaddled with a Fed book deal and just bask in the glow of left-wing worship. That's the retirement package when you run the resistance. They're throwing it in our faces now. Political just confirmed that Hunter Biden's laptop was legit, and that's how you rig a vote. Run the October surprise a year after the election, he said. So Biden lied. The family was in business with the Chinese communists, and they were holding 10 for the big guy. Don't hold your breath for a prosecution, so there's a dangerous pattern in the United States. Politicians, prosecutors, and the press are abusing their power to wage a political warfare. I just realized that's three P's: politicians, prosecutors, and the press. Wow. Waters then went on, in Arizona, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 11,000 votes. An audit in the Maricopa County done by an outside firm found 57,000 questionable ballots just in one county. The media wasn't interested in this, and the audit wasn't as thorough as it could have been because Arizona officials wouldn't fully cooperate, and some evidence was removed and destroyed. We're picking it apart, but we need more honest Americans on the inside run for office to be a reporter. I'd tell you to be a lawyer, but this country does not need any more lawyers, just the right ones in the right places. So get it right or be a judge. That's what Waters declared. We can't win the battle from the outside. You know what you need to do, he concluded before speaking with Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz. Though he only mentioned it briefly, Waters did what most Fox News hosts have largely refused to do. He broke the ranks and mentioned the audit on Fox News. Wow. Unbelievable. All right. Well, I'll tell you that when next we meet, Frosty Wooldridge is going to return. He's got a brand new one. And I'm trying to work on another thing here to come up, a very interesting thing, and I'm not going to give it away. Okay, but exciting guest. Now then, speaking about exciting guests, yes, it is just around the corner, and that would be Mr. Judd Garrett, Real Clear Politics. We'll be right back.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Columbo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, Magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia bene.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN. And once again, and when I say once again, because as many times as possible, I get the next guest on because this guy knows how to put the words on the paper so they come out excellente. And his name, Judd Garrett. After 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, seemed like they're doing pretty good. He then began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, Rams, and Cowboys, served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. And Judd has written 2 screenplays, frequent contributor on the topic of sports, and politics to Real Clear Politics. And I'm really glad that he got into politics. By the way, No Wind is his first published novel. We'll talk about it in a moment. Judd is married, father of 6 children. Judd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I tried to give you all those accolades, and then all of a sudden the tongue went left. It was supposed to be going right, and that's just another thing there. I do give you lots of praise, sir, because, I mean, here you are, professional football player, and now, in my opinion, you write one of the best articles every single day. They just grab me for some reason. So, I don't know. Not too many do that, you know. Mark Twain, maybe, but that's about it. You got this one here.
I appreciate all that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I appreciate all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and none of it is made up, I got to tell you. You had the one that before the one we're going to do right now, Social Injustice, and listener probably won't have time to get to it, but if you get a chance, go to his website. All right, I'll give it to you many, many, many times, objectivityistheobjective.com. And read Social Justice. But then you got trouble. You got trouble. And I was going, how can a title like that start out with And the 1962 Oscar award-winning movie, The Music Man. I mean, hold on, what? How is this going to tie in? And sure enough, you did it somehow. I don't know. It's amazing. But this is so interesting. And the way you put it together. How in the world would such a big problem be connected to the Oscar-winning movie, The Music Man?
Well, it all kinds of works together. I mean, The Music Man is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, the con man, Harold Hill, comes to the city and he convinces the people that, you know, you got trouble. And the solution to the trouble that he sets forth is that he's going to form a band, and all the townspeople are going to pay him money to form this band, to have their kids involved. And in the end, he doesn't know anything about music. He's not a professor of music, and he ends up stealing all the money. And, you know, that type of ploy is really what's going on in our country today. The politicians convince the people that we have problems, that we have issues, and the solution is to give them more of our money, to give them more of our power, to give them anything that they want so they can do whatever they want. And it's the same mechanism. Convince the people that they have problems and then take their money and take their freedom and take their rights.
Yeah, there's a quote from John Quentin, American actor, and he said, politicians are people who, when they see the light at the end of the tunnel, they go out and buy some more tunnel. That's about what's going on right now. And then
exactly.
All of a sudden, and now after just, you know, part of this paragraph, you start saying, wow, could he be talking about Biden's and Biden's people? And it's kind of sounding like it, isn't it? Yeah, just give us more. And you say, and that's the way it works. If you can convince someone there is a problem, then it becomes easy to convince them to follow your solution. And if you just stop right now, you can think about COVID. You can think about so many other things, you know, build back better, global warming. Oh, I mean, everything they're throwing at you. How do you know they're lying? I guess whenever you say what, their lips are moving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, and I got that in my third paragraph, is that a lot of the problems that they tell us we have, we can't see. I mean, we can't see a COVID virus. We can't see carbon dioxide. They say there's white supremacy. I don't see where white supremacy is. So they keep telling us we have all these problems, but we can't really see them. You know,
and I'll tell you what. You know what I see? I see the break coming up, and I apologize that I got you into this excellent paragraph here that I almost messed up. Judd Garrett, and this one here, y'all got problems. Yes, and you got trouble. And you got to get it all straightened out. But the title is, You Got Trouble. And the website, Objectivity, is theobjective.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Mike Gary here at CRN, reminding you to join us in the lounge Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Mondays, join Mike Horn for a fantastic lounge show. Tuesdays, it's the Legal Lounge with Richard Nixon, and yes, he is live. The Sultan of Safety's Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge on Wednesdays. Thursdays, it's the Business Lounge with financial expert John Truman Wolf. And on Fridays, head into the weekend with Mike Horn. The Lounge, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
It's Burgers, Bombs, and Blue Cats on The Revolution with Jim and Trav. As they strike out for exquisite wild game cuisine with Brian Tucker from High Mountain Seasonings, then United States Army National Guard Special Forces Master Sergeant and Hollywood Weapons host Terry Shepard will teach us to shoot like a pro and blow stuff up like a champ. Finally, Cat Daddy details his fall Blue Cat Fishing Report. The Revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN 2.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, discussing You Got Trouble. You know, and when you were talking about, you and I were, you know, the things that you don't see, like COVID virus, you don't see it there, carbon dioxide, white supremacy. But when it comes to climate change, Judd, it's amazing. Every time there's a rainstorm or anything like that, especially anything to do with water seems to be, all of a sudden, yeah, that's the worst we've had in 100 years. You know, they ought to just look at it. The worst ever. This was the worst ever. You know, they don't go back and look at history. I remember, you know, and you and I talk about Texas quite a bit. Was it Galveston? The one that was really hit before they had radar and all that stuff.
Yeah,
the hurricane.
Yes,
that's got to be the worst one ever to hit the United States. But they're very convenient when history doesn't even come into their tiny brain when they're talking. It's sort of like I am sometimes. I'll admit it. But yeah, you don't see climate change.
Go ahead. They do that with everything. They cherry pick certain pieces of information, certain data to support their, you know, conclusions, and they don't look at the whole picture. Like, you know, they'll, like you said, if there's a heat wave somewhere over the summer, they'll say that's climate change. But last year, when, you know, Texas got to single digits, you know, back in February, you know, and someone said, well, is it climate change? And they said, well, you can't just look at one event, you know, to prove climate. So they pick and choose whatever they want to support their theories.
You know, back where you and I are from, okay, we had climate change, but it was called the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Now, out here in California, you know, they've added two more. They have the earthquake season and the fire season. Oh, and by the way, the fire season, yeah, that's global warming is causing that. It wasn't the lady who was taking some animal's urine because she wanted to drink it because she was some kind of hippie or whatever. She's responsible for 41 houses getting burned down. You know, and then, and I think you start talking about the people that push climate change, you know, it's, you got to be stupid to follow it if you're following those people. You know, find some guy on the corner, you know, that's standing on a wooden crate and he's preaching about climate change and he has more authority and probably smarter than Al Gore, John Kerry, and some other people you mentioned. Let's put our finger on those people, okay? You say not only will these scientists most certainly conclude that climate change is real, they also claim that it's an existential threat to humanity. Existential threat. Boy, they sure learned to use that word, didn't they? So,
oh, yeah.
So we'll spend money to stop the climate change. And they keep moving the goalposts, listener. If you're still one of those people that just know, you know, that, yes, there's global warming, think about all the times they've moved the goalposts. It'll happen in 5 years. It's going to happen in 10 years. It'll happen in 12 years. And then I think AOC actually said it's coming up next week or something like that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, according to Al Gore, he said that the polar ice caps are supposed to be totally melted by 2013, and in the Antarctic, there's more ice now than there was when he made that statement. But they never you know correct themselves. They never adjust what they believe. They just keep, like you said, they keep moving the goalposts. They keep pushing it back. It's always 10 years away from complete and total disaster. And then when the 10 years come up, then they just push it back another 10 years.
Yeah. And remember about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a big deal because they were sending these people to the Arctic, and they were going to go up there and they were going to measure the ice and all this stuff and how much it was melting. And I think they sent three or four. I'm not sure. I think it might be three. Three different, what do you call it, explorers or whatever. They go up there, and all three boats got frozen in the ice.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what happens all the time. I mean, you know, what they believe always is proven to be wrong.
So we got Al Gore. Let's go to another guy, Barack Obama.
Yeah, he has a $12 million mansion in Martha's Vineyards right on the beach. So he keeps talking about when he was president that the oceans are going to rise 50 feet. Well, if that's true, then that mansion of his is going to be underwater in the near future. So why would he buy that mansion if global warming was real?
I was going to say, I think there's a lot of other Congress critters that are doing the same thing, you know, oceanfront property. And some of it is in Hawaii, which I think some guy out here, you know, great inventors, just got him a big house on. But he's one of the, you know, the diehard, you know, global warming people. But the thing is, maybe Hawaii has been exempted from the global warming wave or whatever. I don't know. But how does, you know, Barack Obama gets away with it, and nobody questions him except people like you and a few others, right? He gets away with it. Then they ignore totally all of the COVID protocol. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, these people don't have to wear masks because they're very intelligent. Yeah, but the waiters wearing masks, I guess you just put them in a category. John Kerry, he's probably, which one, Al Gore or John Kerry's been on this the longest? Is it Al Gore?
I think Al Gore's been on it the longest, but John Kerry's been more vocal about it recently. And, you know, he's flying around the world going to climate conferences, you know, in private jets that are spewing carbon dioxide all over the place. And, you know, there's no problem with that, you know, but, you know, you and I, you know, we have to buy electric cars and do all the other stuff.
Yeah. It's, what was it that, you know, they have the big meetings for the global warming and they'll have it, you know, in some exotic place. And so I think there was something like 41 jet planes left Los Angeles International Airport flying over there to talk about how you need to protect the atmosphere from global warming. My goodness. Did John Kerry run for president? I'm a little out of it today.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
He ran for president against Bush.
And is he the one that they said, you're having an affair and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and he said, go ahead, follow me, I don't care. And he had this little boat tied up behind his yacht?
No, that was Gary Hart. That was Gary Hart back
Hart.
In the 80s.
Okay, because I know he had some warming. I don't know if it was global warming or not in his little yacht. Yeah. So it wasn't John Kerry. I apologize, J.K., so there you go. the Green New Deal, doesn't that sound nice? Green New Deal. You know, green is all right, new is okay, but any time a politician starts using the word deal, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the Democrats, the liberals do a great job of marketing. They always have the great names to cover up, you know, the awful legislation they want to push through. And this Green New Deal, it's going to cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. It's going to take away our rights. It's going to benefit the liberals and their campaign contributors, but it's going to hurt the country, and we're poised to push this thing through.
Yeah, money, money, money. But then, once again, listener, we've got this crumbling infrastructure. I mean, I'm just waiting for the desk in the studio to just come crumbling down, because when they talk about, you know, the infrastructure, yes, that doesn't include, like you say, bridges, roads, infrastructures. What is their infrastructure? What do you think the main thing? Would it be the new Green Deal again?
Well, all these politicians are calling every, you know, now that we're going to pass this infrastructure deal,
right?
All these politicians are calling everything infrastructure. So amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants is human infrastructure. Canceling student loan debt is human infrastructure. Free child care is human infrastructure. You know, so they're calling, now they're calling everything infrastructure so they can stick it onto this multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill, and all it is just spending, and it's going to continue to bankrupt our country.
If they added the word, you know, human infrastructure, you know, then maybe they'd be halfway honest. But it's just, you know, they relabel things, like you say. Their pet projects, amnesty, canceling student loan, free children as infrastructure. Free child care. I'm sorry, free children. Yeah, that'll probably be next, you know. They'll say, what do I do with all these kids I have? You brought me over here and you gave me some really good food and gave me more money. Now what happens? Well, once again, this all relates to exactly what we're talking about in the title of this excellent article, You Got Trouble. And once again, it ties in with The Sound of Music, right? The Music Man. I'm sorry, I got the wrong deal. The Music Man, I was so close. But it does sound like they're playing us for something.
Yeah, I mean, whenever someone tells you, whether it's a politician or anybody, tells you you have a problem, you have a trouble, and the solution to your trouble is you give me your money, the red light, the warning light should be going off in your head that this is there's an issue here.
Wow, yeah. I promise to take care of you. Boy, oh, boy. Like Biden is, you know, the thing that's really coming back to slap him in the face right now, Judd, and I'm so glad that they're showing it, but I'm sure that it's probably only, you know, Fox or One America News or Newsmax or somebody like that. But whenever he's running for president and they were doing the debates, and maybe it was just him, you know, answering a question, which he doesn't do too frequently. But it was, I will never, ever make it where it's mandatory to have shots. I will never make it mandatory where you have to wear masks. You know, it's amazing how they just get away with so many lies. But people keep saying, oh, that's all right, because at that time it was probably, you know, wasn't as serious as it is now. Yeah, is that why they added COVID-19, had to put another couple of syllables after it and a couple of words to make it sound worse. Wow, it's...
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, he's when he's trying to get elected, he's going to tell the people what they want to hear. And the people don't want mask mandates. The people don't want vaccine mandates and anything like that. So he told the people what they want to hear. And then now that he's elected and he's the president, now he's just doing the complete opposite of what he said. And this is what they do. Most politicians do it, but the Democrats do it, you know, so much that it's becoming absolutely ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous they keep getting caught breaking the rules, as you mentioned. During the COVID crisis, many of the politicians who mandated masks, lockdowns to stop the spread of COVID, caught violating their own rules. But, oh, they're different. So then the Biden administration, you say, has reinstituted a lot of things, right? Let's get into that.
Yeah, they're doing the mask mandates and they're mandating vaccines. But then at the same time they're doing that, they're bringing in, you know, millions of illegal immigrants into this country. And, you know, the conservative number is about 10% are COVID positive. So that's hundreds of thousands of people are being imported into this country who are COVID positive. And they're being, you know, bused and flown all throughout our country. And so... You know, little kids have to wear masks to school and get vaccinated, but these illegal immigrants, they can just walk into our country, and we're going to put them in all over the country, and they're COVID positive, and they're infecting people, but that's okay. I mean, the complete hypocrisy that has been shown with COVID is one of the biggest issues about COVID, is that people... I mean, I don't listen to a word that Joe Biden says. I don't listen to a word that Dr. Fauci says about COVID, because they have lied about COVID at least 5, 6, 7 times on important parts of it. So I've stopped listening to, because you can't trust the thing that they say about this issue.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I might have slipped and said to myself, you know, like, wow, you know, they're letting all these people in. And it doesn't seem to concern the leaders, you know, the Democratic leaders. And I'm thinking, do they know something we don't? Is it really they don't have to worry about these people spreading the disease? Is that possible? Is this all a fake disease? But then, you know, you catch 30 of them up in a restaurant and they get tested positive for COVID. So, you know, it's like you don't want to do that, because now you're showing people, you let people in. But then again, you can't let everybody come in and say, oh, look, we don't have it. It must be, if you cross that line down there on the southern border, you know, all of a sudden that cures you of COVID. I don't know.
The virus is a legitimate thing. I'm not pretending that it's not. But I think our reaction and the way we've dealt with it has been completely overblown and completely misguided. And it's been politicized, you know, especially by the people on the left, you know, to their advantage, to gain more power and more money and all that. And that's the part of COVID that's the fraud. COVID itself is a real thing that needed to be dealt with, you know, logically and rationally, not politically the way the Democrats are doing it.
And you say our public schools failing, cities being devastated, violent crime, drugs, homelessness, our economy is being destroyed by hype inflation, our borders wide open, Social Security, Medicare, bankruptcy, the drug on wars, the 20-year war to a country still mired in the 15th century. But yet they continue to act. If the answer is just trust us, we'll lead you in the right direction. We got to take a break, and then we'll come back and more on this from Judd Garrett. You got trouble. And the website, Objectivity is the Objective. Objectivity is the Objective.com. Judd Garrett, GARRETT. Be right back.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the keyword update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Judd Garrett. And Judd, let's talk about and try to get this in, where you're talking about how much money the federal government is taking in every year. See if you can get this in your wallet, listener.
Yeah, our government takes in over $4 trillion every year. Jeez. And we overspend by almost, $800 billion to $1 trillion. It's ridiculous. And, if you do the numbers, if you spend $1 billion per day, it would take 10.9 years to spend $4 trillion. So
wow.
That's the level of spending that we have. And, as you talked about earlier, it's not like we have a perfect country. The schools are failing. There's drugs everywhere. Crime's going up. I mean, we have a lot of issues that our government is not taking care of, and they continually want more and more money to keep doing, what has failed for us for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't quite, I'm not that good at math, but I just don't see how what they want, the $3.5 trillion, how's that going to fix what you're talking about? That's not the infrastructure, is it? I mean, the men on the streets and the homeless on the streets, the drugs, bad schools. I don't think that's the infrastructure.
And I think all those people you just mentioned, their lives, the average person on the street, after we pass the $3.5 trillion bill, their lives are not going to be improved one bit. It's not going to have one ounce of effect on their lives other than we're going to be in more debt and we're going to have to pay more taxes.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It's it is just amazing. I mean, you know, the most perfect country in the world, and yet you sort of sit here and you think, boy, it's out of control. We should go to one of those other countries where it just seems really, really neat. Australia. Oops, hold it. Yeah, no longer. Boy, I may have mentioned this the last time we were talking, but, you know, at one time I said, yeah, I wished I could take a trip to Australia. And maybe it was a certain, you know, TV shows that they had going on at the time. They had some really neat ones, and boy, that's a nice place, and all those kangaroos jumping up and down, and wow, the people that are jumping up and down right now are the ones that are trying to escape that have been locked up because they're not following their COVID principles or whatever. I don't know. It's funny. I don't know. America, in my opinion, is still the greatest country in the world, but it's slipping. That's for sure. It's sort of maybe the you know. Maybe it's that.
I wouldn't say it's slipping. I would say that the Democrats are trying to push us over the cliff.
Maybe that's their thought on global warming. Yes, they're pushing us over the cliff. That would be global warming. Yeah, I'll tell you. What we need to do is start all over, I guess, and just kick all of them out and say we're going to have a new election, and we got 10 people on this side and 10 people on that side. That's it. 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans. One president, he's going to have to be whatever party won, and one vice president, he's going to have to be the party that lost. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
That'd be a debate that would continue forever, which is what we're sort of in right now, I'll tell you. Hey, if they want to get a copy of your book, No Wind, what's the best way?
Just go on Amazon and type in No Wind, Judd Garrett, and it'll pop right up, and you can get it in a regular book form or comes in a Kindle. It's a good read. It's a coming-of-age story. I think you'll enjoy it. So give it a shot.
All right. Real, No Wind, and it's Judd Garrett, JuddGarrett. And appreciate it each and every time, Judd. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Judd Garrett. Coming up next, Selwyn Duke from The New American. When left-wing rioting is dissent, well, when the moms do it, it's terrorism. We'll get to that one here in a minute. But this one here is very interesting. Systemic racism. Here's something real. Systemic child abuse. And leave it to Selwyn Duke to get right to it. Excellent. Excellent reporting, Selwyn.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. Thanks. Yeah, it occurred to me one day, not that long ago, I said, wait a second. Yeah, everyone's talking about systemic racism, which isn't really real. But here, there is something real, systemic child abuse, and no one's labeled it. No one talks about it, at least framing it in that light. And so what I say is this, well, what do these things have in common? Mandating experimental vaccines for 12-year-olds, telling children they can become the opposite sex. Exposing them to lewd material. There's that. How about forcing health-damaging masks on them? How about inundating them with racial propaganda? And then how about this one? How about killing unborn babies and then using their body parts for experimentation, which is no joke, of course. What do all these things have in common? Well, they're all happening, but they're also all part of what I'm calling systemic child abuse. Now, like we said before, you hear a lot about systemic racism, and a lot of people make a lot of money off that, including, we've heard, Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law, right? Mm-hmm. That's a story in and of itself. You know, Merrick Garland was participating in this nonsense where he was trying to help the school board association clamp down on these parents who were complaining about curricula at school board meetings. And then we found out, because remember, the parents were, for one thing, complaining, Chuck, about critical race theory. And then we found out that actually Merrick Garland's son-in-law co-founded a company that makes money facilitating this critical race theory teaching in schools. Let's talk about conflict of interest.
Insider trading, yeah, I'll tell you. You know, and you know, what really upsets me, Selwyn, is that when it first came out, you know, the fact that here he is, all right, Merrick Garland, by the way, is a guy that the Democrats wanted on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
So it shows you what kind of guy he is. So then when this comes out, it's like, meh, nothing to see here, move on. I mean, here we have the Attorney General of the United States and getting the go-ahead from Biden's administration to go ahead and treat these moms and dads, mostly moms, I think, that are showing up, yep, at these school meetings, say, hey, we don't like what your library books show. We don't like what you're teaching about that color really matters, that you should be, you know, discriminating against each other. We don't like this stuff, and we don't like all this nudity going on and trying to change the gender of our children without us knowing about it. But I'll tell you what, it didn't even rock on the scale. You know what I'm saying? It was like it didn't even register to half the people out there. This is the Attorney General, and his daughter is married to the guy that's peddling critical race theory, making millions of dollars. You know, you want to complain about Hunter Biden? Golly. Is this one of the most corrupt administrations already?
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. And Merrick Garland, of course, was sold to us as a moderate, as you remember, when they were trying to get him on the Supreme Court. And now, you know, I'm no fan of Mitch McConnell, the turtle, but let's face it, we can thank him for blocking that nomination, because it really is something where we dodged a bullet not having this jerk on the Supreme Court. Merrick Garland, oh, the big moderate. Now we find out, of course, that he's another guy labeled a moderate who's really a radical, and that's not unusual. But, you know, it's really
interesting. Could you see the Supreme Court and Merrick Garland bringing down the 11th commandment, thou shalt follow CRT? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would probably make them trillions of dollars. Wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, no, that's okay. I just find this interesting. I'm going to digress again for a moment, but there's this college professor named Donald Moynihan. He was in the news yesterday because he was criticizing this idea that parents should control the curricula that their kids are exposed to, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's sort of like saying, if you're going to say that parents should be telling teachers how to teach, it's like saying that the passengers on a plane should be telling the pilot how to fly the plane or should be taking over the cockpit. And, you know, I couldn't respond to him on Twitter because I'm still suspended from Twitter more than 6 months, by the way.
6 months, yes.
But I did email this to him because, you know, no one quite put it in perspective with his little airplane analogy. I said, regarding your analogy, well, guess what? If the pilot of the plane were enthralled to some bizarre ideology that compelled him to try to crash the plane, I absolutely would support having the passengers storm the cockpit and take over the helm. Okay?
That's a good one. Yeah, course, absolutely. Now, you don't want to do that for the doctor. You don't want to compare it to, you know, telling the doctor, you know, take over and operate on yourself, you know? Here's another thing that I think maybe Tucker might have brought it up. It might have been somebody else. Normally, it's Tucker Carlson. You know, Selwyn and I and a whole bunch of other people know that that guy's got to be number two in the world when it comes to, you know, reporting the facts. Number one would be, what's that guy on CRN? I can't remember his name now. Chuck somebody. Yes.
Chuck
anyway.
Wilder, I was going to say. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, I wish. The Democrats, one of the largest, if not the largest contributor they have, is schools. That's been known forever. The schools unions' money comes from, you know, all these teachers. You know, that's, I mean, it's money, 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 money. That's probably how they pay for most of their elections. It comes from all the schools contributing, all these unions. And that has a lot to do with what they're standing for, right?
Absolutely. And why they're abusing these children systemically.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But here, I'll get back to what we were talking about before I took us off track. Anyway, so we hear about the systemic racism. As we pointed out, there's millions of dollars in that business. I mean, you just wouldn't believe how many people are getting rich peddling this nonsense to schools. But In reality, the only institutionalized racism that exists is against whites mainly, and also to a lesser extent against Asians. And what I'm talking about is the fact that in school admissions now, they're often discriminated against because they excel academically. And, you know, these schools, the Ivy League ones, well, they want diversity, so they have to limit the number of Asians anyway. But systemic child abuse absolutely is rampant, Chuck. And we often hear from the leftists when they try to sell us on some proposal, well, do it for the children. But what are the leftists doing for the children? The only thing they're doing for them is destroying them. Okay, and we had a really good recent example, and that was your governor, Gavin Newsom, not putting down your state. He's no worse than my governor, I'm sure, this Hochul character. But he recently mandated COVID-19 generic therapy agents, a.k.a. vaccines, for 7th through 12th graders, okay? That means children as young as 12. And he also intends ultimately to require the shots for all school children, starting with kindergarten. Now, let's put this in perspective, why I say it's child abuse. Understand that children, Chuck, are more likely to die from drowning, the flu, cancer, homicide, suicide, cardiovascular disease even, suffocation, or in car accidents, or an abortion, I should point out, than they are to die from coronavirus. Okay?
And by the
Not
way,
only
when you
that,
mention when you mention suffocation, see, what's his name there, you know, Gavin Newsom? He might move that up and say, oh, well, let's put suffocation right before drowning. Yes, because, well, I'm thinking about the mask.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You're right about that, in fact. That's one of the problems with these masks. They inhibit your intake of oxygen and can lead to oxygen deprivation. Anyway, now on top of all this, studies have shown that children, especially boys, are far more likely to die from the so-called vaccines than from COVID itself. Okay, so this is not even close. All of this is scientific obscurantism. There's no reason to be foisting this upon children. Okay, on top of that, all this COVID ritual, Chuck, mandates that children as well be masked. But we just mentioned this. Studies have shown that, one, masking does not inhibit the China virus's transmission or contraction when that masking is prescribed at the level of population. Okay, two, masks have serious health downsides. We mentioned the oxygen deprivation. There was one study out of Poland and Germany indicating that after just a few minutes of wearing a mask, a child and presumably an adult too can develop dangerously high levels of carbon dioxide in his bloodstream. They can become like pathogen-laden petri dishes on your face. They can lead to abnormal facial development in children because they cause mouth breathing. So on and so forth. Don't mask the kids. It's child abuse. But it gets worse. Let's stay on Gavin Newsom. Last month, he also, Chuck, signed two bills that make it easier for young people to have what I call a MUS, a made-up sexual status or, quote, gender transition, or for them to have an abortion without, according to BPR, parental knowledge or consent, quote, unquote. Okay, now let's first point out when we talk about child abuse that prenatal infanticide abortion certainly has one child victim, the murdered child. But there's another one as well when you're talking about kids having these abortions. We know that girls who go through with this often suffer serious psychological damage over the long term because they know on some level that they killed their unborn child. That's a very, very difficult thing to live with. So this is child abuse in two different ways. But now let's talk about these MUS, these made-up sexual status, so-called transitions. Okay, as I wrote in my article, Chuck, adults are there to lead kids in the right way, to temper their impulsiveness, their phases with wisdom. We're not there to facilitate the most dangerous possible outcomes of these phases that they go through. Also know, studies have shown that without meddling, without intervention, upwards of 80% of girls and upwards of 90% of boys who are, quote, gender confused, you know, confused about what sex they are, will outgrow it, okay? But when you intensify this confusion with your intervention, with this ridiculous made-up sexual status misinformation, it tends to lead to irreversible body-rending treatments, to what they call sex change, quote-unquote, because you can't really change your sex, regret, okay? And I cited in the past and in my present article, this one boy, he was just identified as Nathaniel. His last name was withheld. But just after his 18th birthday, he had what they call bottom surgery. Now, you can imagine what that is. That's where they remove your genitalia, just after his 18th birthday. Now, why did this happen to him? Because he was inundated with this made-up sexual status propaganda from the time he was a younger teen, and that just intensified his confusion. He went through with this whole thing, but just months after that operation, Chuck, he called it a, quote, Frankenstein hack job. And he lamented, "I feel as though I've ruined my life." And his story is not unusual at all. We hear it over and over and over again. And that's why if you look at the suicide rate, Chuck, for post-operative MUSS, made-up sexual status individuals, it's really very high. And this is even true in made-up sexual status-friendly nations such as Sweden. I mean, in Sweden, the sexual devolution is absolutely advanced and is absolutely promoted. They are not trying to stigmatize these people in any way, but still, even there, people who've gone through with these treatments have a very, very high suicide rate. Okay, boy. So the point is that all these people, such as Gavin Newsom, who are facilitating this nonsense and encouraging it in children, have blood on their hands. They absolutely do.
Yeah. And as we go into this break, you know, I think about Newsom, and he's not the only one. But since when did the government all of a sudden own your children, and they can do what they want, and you don't have to know about it? And they're not going to tell you about it. It sort of sounds like North Korea to me for some reason. How in the world did we let this get out of control? Well, more from Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. TheNewAmerican.com, and his website is SelwynDuke.com, SelwynDuke.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation?
Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke. SelwynDuke.com, talking about systemic racism. Here's something real: systemic child abuse. You know, Selwyn, how did the percentage of Americans all of a sudden agree, you know, that we're going to let them go ahead and cut up their bodies and do all this stuff, and the parents don't need to know because the little kids, they've decided they're going to do this because somebody told them about it and blah-da-da-da-da, you know. And where is
it? It really is amazing.
Yeah. What's the percentage of the people that's all in favor of this? And also, I think a long time ago when you and I first got together, we were talking about, you know, how they were pushing so much of this gay agenda, you know, they were pushing it on us, right? And yep. I think back then you said that there was only about 6% of the American population. I think it's probably more that were LGBTQ or whatever.
Yeah. Well, of course, more and more are, quote, identifying that way all the time because it's becoming fashionable. We see that with youths in particular. You know, they're very, very fad-oriented. But the bottom line is that if you look at the American public and how they feel about this so-called transgender or made-up sexual status agenda, the truth is very few people in the rank and file support it. It really has to do, again, Chuck, with that divide between what I call the pseudo-elite and the street. The pseudo-elites are pushing this nonsense. I mean, if you look at academia, the media, entertainment, big tech, most of big business, they act as if it's status quo. But if you look at the people on the street, average Americans, and I say that with a positive connotation because they're the salt of the earth, they're the ones who make this country run, they really don't subscribe to this nonsense. I mean, that's what's so terrible about it. And what's also so striking about this made-up sexual status agenda, Chuck, is how strikingly unintellectual it is, because it reminds me of something G.K. Chesterton said, and this is a paraphrase, but he said, and he wrote this, I think, around 1910, that in a school today, the flopping babe of four is exposed to curricula that's younger than he is. And that really is true. I mean, putting it loosely, all this stuff was originated last Thursday, but everyone now gloms onto it, at least among the pseudo-elite, as if somehow these things represent age-old truths, and they don't. I've said this 1,000 times on your show. There's no good science behind the MUS agenda, the so-called transgender agenda.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. Any so-called expert who wants to debate me on this, I say anytime, anywhere, but they won't step up to the plate because they know they can't substantively back up their beliefs. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's why you're going 6 months plus banned on Twitter, see?
That's right.
Pedophilia also really available all over for the little kids. It doesn't matter. Pedophilia, did you know it doesn't get that much notoriety or whatever, pedophilia, but there is enough to know that, boy, they have been pushing for wanting to legalize this for ages, and now they're really coming right out and saying, no, I'm definitely for it, you know. I'm all for it. But this is available to use right now in our school libraries. And why is all this happening in the schools? And why does Biden, you know, and what's-his-face there, the attorney general, want to come down and determine that anybody that's protesting against the school teachers, you are domestic terrorists. Why? Because they are on for this agenda, apparently. They're all for it.
Yeah.
How in the world did America come to this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, they've given up trying to debate because, like I just said, they can't back up their beliefs with facts. And also, they have the wind at their backs. I mean, they know they control the whole establishment, so they're just trying to clamp down on dissent. That's the bottom line. But just as we said, Chuck, to continue with what I was saying, that there's a lot of money in peddling critical race theory, there's also money in peddling this must agenda, these transitions, as they call them, to young people. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. It's another form of systemic child abuse. And as you mentioned, that's not all of it. I mean, the truth is there's more to it. We have these school libraries that we've heard about where they're peddling pornography to kids, or at least the pornography is available. And even sometimes pedophilia is found in these libraries.
Hey,
it's
back to the more exciting things that are happening in your schools right after this world-famous break.
Yeah.
Wow. I hate to take the break on this one, you know, but we do have the Duke here. That would be Selwyn Duke. How do you spell that? T-H-A-T. Oh, I'm sorry. D-U-K-E. Yes, Selwyn Duke. The New American. SelwynDuke.com. Be right back.
You know, they say in life, we should savor and slow down and enjoy things. That's what our hosts, Steve Andrews and Sally James, do on Slow Living Radio. They do everything slowly, and they do it for you Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., Tuesdays at 11 p.m., and Monday nights at 7 p.m. It's Slow Living Radio, the best in food, the best in entertainment, the best in drinks, including great wine. All with Sally James and Steve Andrews. Slow Living Radio on CRN.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's Burgers, Bombs, and Blue Cats on the Revolution with Jim and Trav. As they strike out for exquisite wild game cuisine with Brian Tucker from High Mountain Seasonings, then United States Army National Guard Special Forces Master Sergeant and Hollywood Weapons host Terry Shepard will teach us to shoot like a pro and blow stuff up like a champ. Finally, Cat Daddy details his fall Blue Cat Fishing Report. The Revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN2.
Everybody's
talking at me.
Yep, Selwyn Duke here, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com. You know, when you look at the age, you know, that all of this terrible stuff, this porn addiction is coming out, you say some children as young as 8 years old. And the European Union, Selwyn mentions, is trying to punish Hungary for instituting its anti-pedophilia act. You don't think America's going to rise up real quick here in the next week and say, hey, let's get these schools under control and let's make it where we no longer take your money. You know, the Democrats could say that. Don't contribute to us anymore. See, whenever you hear it on the news, they say, well, these are public servants. And it's against the law to, What would be the word? Challenge or threaten public servants? Wow.
Yeah. Well, we can't challenge our betters. You know how it is, Chuck, because these people are up there in the ether, and when they hand down their dictates, well, we just have to understand that that's from on high, right? But no, we're talking about here systemic child abuse, and that's what we're seeing in our society. And before the break, I mentioned how in certain school libraries, it's come to our attention that there was pornography available, even some pedophilic material. And the truth is that all of this is very, very corruptive to children. The sexual devolutionary agenda itself is very corruptive to children because it gives kids misinformation. And you could analogize it, Chuck, like this. If you took something frivolous, like teaching a child tennis, let's say, and you heard that his tennis instructor was purposely teaching him the wrong way and undermining his game, you'd be very upset. You'd even say, yeah, well, that's evil and not just a game. Here we're not talking about a game. Here we're talking about something that has to do with a basic thing in life, a person's sexuality. You give a child misinformation about sexuality and say, well, it can just be whatever you want. It's a lifestyle choice. Whatever works for you, it's like a flavor of the day. It's like choosing vanilla or chocolate ice cream or tutti frutti. No, that's very damaging to a child, yeah, because as I often put it, what we call sin, and I know that's an antiquated word, you're not supposed to use that, yeah, anymore, sin is actually psychological poison. That's what it is. And it doesn't matter whether you recognize that it's poison or not, Chuck, because it's just like actual physical poison. If you ingest it, like arsenic or cyanide, it's going to affect you whether you realize it's poison or not. Okay? But not only that, let's just talk about porn itself. And I know it's a very big business in this country and Japan and in so many places, but the bottom line is that we now have seen children as young as 8 years old having a problem with what they call porn addiction. There have been articles written about this. If you want a glimpse into its effect, just read the 2012 article at the Daily Mail that's titled, How Internet Porn Turned My Beautiful Boy Into a Hollow, Self-Hating Shell. Okay, this was about an 11-year-old son. And as I said in my article, well, yes, Mom and Dad, guess what? It's okay to say no and unplug the internet. You know, parents have to take the initiative here a little bit. But as you said, our sexual devolutionary child abusers want to take this global. They're trying to punish Hungary, the European Union is, for their anti-pedophilia act, which they instituted, which prohibits, quote, the promotion of homosexuality, unquote, or the made-up sexual status agenda to people less than 18 years old. You know, and the truth is, is that all of this is very, very destructive to children. And, you know, I also mentioned in my article.
You mentioned 18 years old. See, that if when you put out a release like that, well, people under less than 18. But then you don't go, like, all the way back to 6 years of age or whatever. And I just want to throw this in that it's got to be that, you know, parents that are finding out about this, and it has to be of great concern, is why is it that these leaders of the school and the governor of your state doesn't have to tell you what they're going to do, that they're going to change the sex of your child? Why is it they have to hide it? You know, that should be the alarm bells going off. And that's why you need to pay attention and get involved in all this stuff. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. They are going to hide it. I've sometimes mentioned that I remember back in the 1990s at the Riverdale Country School in my neck of the woods here in New York. That's a rather upper crust private school. There was this teacher named Imani Matthews who actually said, she was a lesbian, there is no other side. And she was alluding to the idea that parents had to be kept out of the loop because otherwise they could interfere with the enlightenment of their children's minds. And, of course, I don't think enlightenment means to these people the same thing that it does to us. But anyway, you know, getting back to this systemic child abuse, talked about Hungary. But there is also the critical race theory we mentioned earlier. That's a form of systemic child abuse. Why? Well, it tells white children that they're inherently racist and flawed. But it also hurts non-white kids because what it does is it takes virtues, those objectively good moral habits that everyone needs to live a successful and happy life, and it tells these kids that they're actually vices because it tells these kids that they are, in fact, white norms. Things like punctuality, future time orientation, working hard, these are white norms. So it hurts non-white kids, too. So as I put it in my article...
And once again, you know, what you're talking about right now goes back to Garland and this whole thing about, you know, CRT, got to make sure that my daughter's husband gets his millions of dollars selling CRT. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's disgusting. Look, as the saying goes, it's hard to get a man to understand something when his income depends on his not understanding it. And that's a big part of this. I'm not saying it's all of this because there's a strong ideological component, too. I mean, a lot of these people are pedal-to-the-metal revolutionaries, or as I call them, sexual devolutionaries, and they really do want to change the way your kids think and the way our society operates. Make no mistake about it, but it's multifaceted. There's a monetary motivation, an ideological one, and perhaps others as well. There's power. Some people are leveraging power through these movements. But, you know, again, let's continue with the systemic child abuse. How about this? We also have what I mentioned earlier, which is truly stomach-turning, Chuck. These people who are pushing all this nonsense and who claim to care about the kids don't bat an eye at the fact that we have more than 600,000 babies every year killed in their mother's wombs in this country, and that after that, some of their body parts are taken and are used for experimentation. And no, this is not made up. It's in government documents obtained via the Freedom of Information Act. This happens or is happening at the University of Pittsburgh. They actually did this experiment. I'm sorry I have to tell you this because it is stomach-turning, where they grafted babies' scalps onto lab rats. We have pictures of this, so it's absolutely true, I'm sorry to say. We have the Food and Drug Administration, which ordered some of these babies' body parts, and they actually said, this was for their humanized mice project, that they want, quote, fresh and never frozen.
Wow.
Disgusting,
can you believe
I know.
That? Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Man. I know. Okay? So this is the systemic child abuse that we're talking about. Forget about systemic racism. This is something real. And by the way, all these people will pretend, like I said, to care about kids. And what they do then is that they talk about, you know, child abuse, alleged child abuse in the Catholic Church that occurred 70 years ago. And, you know, a lot of these allegations are exaggerated, if not totally fabricated. I've reported on that as well. but they'll pump up their chests and talk about that. And that's in order to polish up their credentials, because abusers, what do they often do, Chuck? Well, they often masquerade as their victim saviors. You know, that's how they fool people. But anyway, just to sum up, as I put it in my article, if you're looking for a systemic problem and a moral crusade, child abuse qualifies. And no, talking about it won't get you million-dollar contracts with woke school districts, but guess what? It does have one quality that systemic racism doesn't. It's real. It's real.
Wow. Yeah, and I am so glad that we have you here to give them the facts. You know, a moment ago you did a quote, and I said, boy, I just saw that somewhere. And it's sort of George Bernard Shaw, 1856. The problem we face today is because the people that work for a living are outnumbered by those who vote for a living. Pretty good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, that's very good.
Now, you know, the children, believe it or not, you know, when you get into junior high, okay, I would say if you want to really go all out, you know, and go on the edge and really start learning about something, maybe you should make up your mind if you want to be a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, or I don't care, you know, instead of do I want to be a boy, a rabbit, a girl, whatever. It's unbelievable. And who knows when they're going to start putting in the animal equation in all of this, Selwyn. It would not surprise me at all. Maybe they've already done it. I don't know.
They have. You know, I think we've talked about this. Just like they have so-called gender dysphoria, that's what they call it when you have, I'll use the psychobabble terminology, strong and persistent feelings of cross-gender identification that persist for more than 6 months. In other words, when you're, for example, a boy who thinks he's a girl, they also have something they've defined as species dysphoria, the feeling, Chuck, that you were born in the body of the wrong species. And we have had people, girls, for instance, young women who've claimed that they were actually a dog or that they were a cat. This one Norwegian young woman claimed that she was a cat and went by the name Nano. So, yeah, this is out there, and who knows how sincere they are, but it's the same kind of thing. Yeah. If we're going to say it's feelings uber alles, that your feelings can be the ultimate arbiters of reality, then why not? I mean, that's how they diagnose these kids with gender dysphoria, and they say you can undergo so-called gender transition. It's just based on feelings, those strong and persistent feelings of cross-gender identification that persist for more than 6 months. So why not if you say you're really an animal stuck in a human body? That has the same basis, feelings. It's no different, same logic behind it. You know, people need to think about these things a little bit.
You know, I'd like to have, you know how teachers, no matter what, I'm sure they, you know, they want an orderly looking classroom, the teachers. And I would like to see, let's say, a young man who has determined that he's a donkey, okay? And he comes in and they've already said, you know, whatever you think you are. And then, what the heck is that? Oh, that's the bale of hay that I'm going to eat later. You know, and you know how hay, if you ever had anything to do with hay, it kind of, it doesn't stay in one place all the time. It kind of spreads out because it gets loose. I think they might say, you're not a donkey. Wait in the world. No, wait a minute. You can be a rabbit, okay? No, I'm a donkey. And just bring in the hay every day. You don't have to eat it. Just say, I'm not hungry, or I'll go to the cafeteria. And who knows, Selwyn? It may come to where you, when you go to the cafeteria, if you know, if you have a cafeteria at your school, that you have to serve whatever they think they are, you know. And if you're something that eats worms, I mean, boy, they've opened up a can of worms on that one.
They certainly have. And if you're a donkey, well, can you just do your business on the floor in the middle of
the
classroom?
Floor?
I mean, why not? I think we've all ridden horses. We know what they do just in the middle of flight, if you know what I mean.
And if the teacher asks you a question, just go hee-haw.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Can't argue with that. That's what a horse is going to say, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're Mr. Ed, that is.
Yeah. With the last couple of minutes here, there's you have when left-winging rioting is dissent, and mom's dissent is terrorism. We've kind of touched on that. But there's another one you had while the government shut down church over COVID, mosques were fully operational, according to a pastor. Which one would you like to go on? We got about 2 minutes before the break and very little time on the other side. So up to you.
Yeah,
it's your
show.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so. But okay, I'll make the decision here. Let's go with when left-wing rioting is dissent and mom's dissent is terrorism, because there's something else I can say about that. You know, it's very interesting here. The article is about what we touched on earlier, these parents who are really giving hell to these school board members who are indoctrinating kids with left-wing nonsense. And, you know, then, of course, we see these school boards were crying foul, and they want the government to clamp down on this and to stifle these parents' dissent. But, you know, this all harks back to something very, very old, Chuck. In 2008, I wrote this article titled The Race for the American Mind. Now, what that was about was how we had the appearance of all this new media. We had the internet. Before that, we had talk radio, cable news, and all of this new media was trying to wake people up, as opposed to making them woke, as to what was really going on. This new media was trying to spread the truth, but at the same time, we saw the powers that be, the government and certain big business entities, trying to clamp down on this, trying to stifle this dissent before this new media could wake people up. And that's the race for the American mind. And what I pointed out in 2008 is that what we're talking about today was already operative. We already saw back then big tech censorship. I back then provided examples of sites on the internet that were censored from Google's news search, of a person or maybe even a couple of them who criticized Islam and had their email accounts shut down. So this is nothing new. And what we're seeing today with the stifling of dissent is just a continuation of that. And I think we have a break, so maybe I'll just continue this after the break.
Boy, you are
that's
perfect.
That's what it's all about.
I'm telling you. See there? Absolutely. Just, I mean, right on time. But I do have time to say, hey, go to Selwyn Duke's website, SelwynDuke.com, and you'll have all of these great articles. Print them up. Send them to your friends. Send them to your enemies. Send them to yourself. Anyway, we're going to be right back and wrap things up.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not, seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Colombo's is Southern California's answer to Easy Street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Colombo's family Italian recipes? Colombo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Colombo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Colombo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's, mind you, Ben.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago
At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Selwyn Duke, the new American, selwynduke.com. You know, all of this stuff going on there, Selwyn, you often wonder, you know, are people, especially, let's say, those on the left, are they saying, well, you know, they got a point there, but I'm not going to bring it up. I think about when you talk about, you know, when this senator was being harassed in the restroom and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they were complaining about curricula during the school board meeting, public statement periods, which actually is part of a process that is akin to domestic terrorism. You know, isn't it funny how the double standard with the Democrats, remember Maxine Waters, for example, she's just one, get in their face, go to the restaurants where they're trying to eat and all this stuff, and totally different. And then, of course, the obvious thing is that during the COVID-19 Trump period, when they were burning down and killing people, no problem. And I had on good authority that, you know, Nancy Pelosi told these governors in those Democratic states, you know, don't worry, we're all going to get a lot of money out of this. Don't worry about it. And I think that's probably the Blue Act, where Black Lives Matter, you know, whenever you contributed to Black Lives Matter, it went to the Democrats' Blue Act or something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, absolutely, you're right, and it's all about the quest for power on their part. But I was putting things in perspective, historical perspective. So we have the race for the American mind, which I was talking about, which is where the powers that be are trying to shut down the new media and stop them from spreading the truth before they can wake people up. Now, this has continued. What happened after that? Well, we saw Obama weaponizing government bureaucracies like the IRS against conservative entities, not giving them their tax-exempt status so they couldn't get involved trying to influence elections. This weaponization of the bureaucracy continued and intensified under President Trump, where the whole of the deep state, the federal bureaucracy, marshaled its powers to take him down, right? Then what happened? He was ousted from power via a fraudulent election. And we saw very recently this Justice for January 6th rally, which was a bust. Not too many people showed up. Why? Because they saw what happened to the January 6ers, that they were there, and even the ones who just showed up and didn't do anything wrong were persecuted by the government. So this stifling of dissent, this state intimidation does work. And now the process is continuing with the school boards. We see the left now taking it to the next step, where they see these parents, mainly mothers, complaining at school board meetings, which, as you said, Chuck, is just part of the process, legitimate complaints. But now they want to intimidate them into shutting up because these people are opposing their agenda. So you can see, again, this is the race for the American mind. And we have to push back because, remember, only power negates power. And these left-wingers will not stop until we stop them. And that's why state governors have to take the lead and step up to the plate, the ones who are still sane.
Yeah, and you think also that even with that, you add on the fact how the school, you know, unions were running everything about COVID. You know, the union. It's just, wow, out of control. Hey, Selwyn, thank you very much. Look forward to our next visit, sir. Stay well.
Thank you, Chuck, and God bless.
You too. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and his website, selwynduke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com. duke.com. Hey, thank you very much, Nick. Thank you for listening. And please remember, and this is serious, that no animals were injured during the production of this here program.